Good day and welcome to the Growth Energy Media Conference. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Tom Bias. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and thanks everyone for getting on the call. Today, Growth Energy is launching a new campaign, a campaign to fight back against Big Oil's effort to stop the growth of clean, green, renewable fuels. Thus far, Big Oil has done everything in its power to block competition from and the use of renewable fuels, all to protect their market share and excessive profits. They have put up every legal, regulatory, PR hurdles, every hurdle possible to block access to renewable fuels. And they're now throwing a Hail Mary in Congress in attempts to repeal the RFS. This is, make no mistake about it, this is a fight about market share, plain and simple. Big Oil does not want competition. We're 10% of the nation's gasoline consumption, and they certainly don't want us to be more of it. The more renewables we use, the less oil we need, so they're doing everything they can to mislead Americans, to protect their profits and maintain their monopoly. And with this ad and grassroots campaign, we're calling them out on it with our own campaign to educate consumers, which includes new ads, the launch of the You're No Dummy website, and our grassroots efforts. Our ads will run nationally on major cable networks, including Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and RFD-TV, along with numerous other markets throughout the country. And you can watch the ad at www.yournodummy.com. And the goal of this campaign is to help Americans better understand that the oil industry is trying to keep them from having access to choice at the pump. Renewables not only help them save their own hard-earned money, but also gives consumers an opportunity to use an American product that creates American jobs, promotes energy independence, and improves our environment. And at this time, I'd like to turn the call over for some comments to the Honorable General Leslie Clark, who is co-chair of Growth Energy. General Clark?
Well, thanks, Tom. Look, for too long, we've had all our energy eggs in one basket. I saw it coming when I was a captain working in the Pentagon in the summer of 1973. And we look at the price of this, we understand what's happened with three wars, terrorism, trillions of dollars of expenditure, and every year at least $300 billion of hard-earned American family income being sucked out of the country to pay for imported oil. Renewable fuels are critical to national security because when we use more ethanol, we're reducing our dependence on foreign oil, reducing our dependence on the whims of volatile nations, and at a time when unrest is escalating across the Middle East, from Egypt to Syria to Lebanon to Iran, we should not be sending more American dollars to fund these regimes and feed the energy, the financial energy and the military energy that's going to create this instability in the region. Every day, we hear more and more about the bloodshed in the Middle East. It's the same place where we're getting some of our foreign oil. We've got hundreds of thousands of troops protecting the oil routes and these hotbeds of violence. It's been the total focus of our nation's foreign policy since 2001. Our renewable fuel standard helps reduce America's dependence on foreign oil. And using more homegrown fuel like ethanol means less American soldiers risking their lives for dirty and deadly foreign oil. So this is vital to national security. We can't let go of the renewable fuel standard.
Thank you, General Clark. We have a formidable opponent. It's clearly a David versus Goliath battle. On one side, you have all the power of the oil companies using their big bucks and influence against farmers and renewable fuels industry. We can't match them dollar for dollar, but we are doing our best to make sure that they don't use their influence to control Congress and maintain control over the transportation fuels marketplace. Our message is simple. You're no dummy. Don't let the oil industry treat you like one. Now, we'd be happy to take any questions. Please identify yourself and feel free to ask questions.